let's get started. Dearly departed, wrote this record before I got heartless. Funeral music is what this is partly. So sit back, relax, and let me do my thing often. Melvin got my scenery and I just played a part in this play of life, and I don't know it from the start in this. So it seems like I was just born this way, but God got couldn't understand the mental part I play. So it's like I gotta get in preparation, cause my heart emotions I give this dedication. Back then when I was filled with character, didn't have to worry about the reactions I was after. Got to worry less and not deal with stress, cause in the end it's probably all endless. And probably at the end of the day you'll still remember these dark words I say. Hotter than winter, lame line, but I ain't got time to be extra. Aleppo, I wrote that what I read first. Devil in the blue dress, God in the red shirt. When I heard Charles say these words, I felt hurt, cause I even knew how it was to be absurd. Times when I was suicidal, but man, when I was opposite, feeling more alive, yo. I got to stay in my own lane, get high with the music, like it was a Mary Jane. Unless I'm Peter Parker, I need a twin to help my motivation. Put a pen and pad once again. No one man should have all this power, but some of those who do end their lives sour. And some of you all who know who I'm talking about, but I don't have to repeat the words around my mouth. Just like once again, it's therapy. Or better yet, it's the anger once again in me. It just goes to show that it ain't safe to be. The reason they're getting me to embrace my insanity. They're Martian goblins and Mars is even, but I surpass them all. Raise upon the fires and the blood of ancestors. The bloodlines to me are written like open letters. I'm just reciting what's read daily, cause everybody else is too scared to what to say, G. Burning through your skin like my words all acid. Better yet, sticking mold to you like it's rancid. Now true, I'm not an emo nerd rapper, but at most times emotions similar to what I'm after. I want people to understand what I go through to sing along to this, except they wrote the song too.
So much violence, so much indifference. What is indifference? Etymologically, the word means no difference, a strange and unnatural state in which the lines blur between light and darkness, dusk and dawn, crime and punishment, cruelty and compassion, good and evil. What are its causes and inescapable consequences? Is it a philosophy? Is there a philosophy of indifference conceivable? Can one possibly view indifference as a virtue? Is it necessary at times to practice it? Simply to keep one's sanity, live normally, enjoy a fine meal and a glass of wine, as the world around us experiences harrowing upheavals. Of course, indifference can be tempting. More than that, seductive. It is so much easier to look away from victims. It is so much easier to avoid such rude interruptions to our work, our dreams, our hopes. It is, after all, awkward, troublesome to be involved in another person's pain and despair. Indifference elicits no response. Indifference is not a response. Indifference is not a beginning. It is an end. And therefore, indifference is always the friend of the enemy. For it benefits the aggressor, never this victim whose pain is magnified when he or she feels forgotten. The political prisoner in his cell, the hungry children, the homeless refugees. Not to respond to their plight, not to relieve their solitude by offering them a spark of hope, is to exile them from human memory. And in denying their humanity, we betray our own. Indifference, then, is not only a sin, it is a punishment. And this is one of the most important lessons of this outgoing century's wide-ranging experiments in good and evil.